Radio Patapoe komt naar jou toe met onze uitzendkracht. De sterke zender zorgt voor werkgelegenheid. Radio Patapoe collecteert ook voor de kinderbestrijding. Geef gul. Uw geld komt heel goed terecht. Patapoe doet het niet alleen, maar belooft het ook. Onze uitzendingen zijn tevens heilig verklaard. Vraag het de paus. Prins Alexander zag ik laatst met een ander. Ik zweer het u.
En dat is beloofd.
Southern Records, Billy Mahoney from the new LP What Becomes Before, and that's called Fishing with a Man for a Shark. Next week's programmes, well, on Tuesday there's nothing from me because it's the Mercury Music Awards, and I know you want to hear all the programme, everything associated with that, and you'll be able to on Tuesday night here on Radio 1. Then on Wednesday it's a repeat, a much requested repeat of this stuff from the White Stripes from a week or so ago, and then on Thursday ARE Weapons. And that's it. Thanks very much for listening, and good night, Lynn, and thanks a lot.
Radio 1.
At 12 midnight, it's Dominic Byrne.
Smacking is banned in Scotland.
Radio 1 News Means Speaks.
Parents.
Dance to the rhythm that makes you move. 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 Dance to the rhythm that makes you move.
Mm-hmm.
you move. Dance to the rhythm that makes you move.
Bachchan.
Macintosh, author of Neon Screams, How Drill, Trap and Bashment Made Music New Again. It's out now. It came out on the 10th, so you can don't have to pre-order it. You can actually go out and buy it. What I probably haven't even mentioned on other shows, of course, it was a foreword by Simon Reynolds. So it'd be great if you can go out and get that. So what I'm doing is a little commentary over a mix I did for the launch party the other day. So this one is Big Voices Cheddar. So this is over the Money Fever rhythm, which is sort of, it was produced by a Shab Don, Linval Thompson's son. So it's a little interesting bit of lineage here, but yeah, this is the sort of first instrumental where a trap dance kind of crystallizes as an aesthetic, I think, where you get that kind of muscularity in the thing. But the major innovation on this is the vocal, you know, it's kind of a post-Tommy Lee Sparta squeal, you know, taking that right out, you know, to even further heights. It becomes sort of Cosmic with all these massive reverb on that. And already we're on to the next track, which is Rebel Six, Safari and K-Lion's Murderous. So this is one of the earliest examples, I think, of Trinidad artist going completely apeshit with the harmony engine, and, you know, doing these insane falsettos with them. It's a shame, really. So both Rebel Six and K-Lion are now dead. K-Lion was from natural causes. Rebel was murdered. We've gone on to Rebel Six's Me Will Tweet. So I chatted about this last week already. Yeah, I mean, I think this mix is going to be a lot of tracks I've already played on the show. Loads. But that was for the benefit, you know, so this was for the launch party. So I suppose a lot of the people showing up might not have heard any of this stuff before. I thought I'd affect their benefit. This set was after a Jungle set, so the book came out. It was a joint launch party with the guys who wrote Junglist. So they're reprinting, Repeater reprinting Junglist. You can get that now as well. But the extracts they read sounded wicked, really, really good. But the thing is, you know, Jungle's just sort of a benchmark for future music. You know, and, the whole thesis of Neon Screen, my book, is that vocal psychedelia like this is kind of offering a sonic futurism that's just as compelling as Jungle. So it's sort of quite nice to test that theory, I think, in public, having having this Jungle set and then having my stuff played back to back. I think it holds up. I think this stuff's fucking great. We're on to
Reve. You will embark on its 12th loop around the sun on Saturday 3rd of May at 5 a.m. UTC plus 1, and will complete its journey on Sunday the 4th of May at 6 a.m. Reve is a collaborative sound and radio project that circles the earth on live audio streams at daybreak. Reve will be mixed live from a hub at Stave Hill Ecological Park in Rotherhithe, South London, and stations in Sunshine Coast, Australia, Valparaiso, Chile, Chania, Greece. The Reve main mix will be hosted by Wavefarm in Accra, Upper Hudson Valley, New York, and a network of participating FM and net radio stations. For more info and to listen, visit soundtent.org/Reve.
Another Rebel Six, this one was Big and Large. A note to my penis. I played this one last week as well. But thanks for everyone who did come out to the launch, by the way. It was loads of fun, really fun. Also, special thank you to Michael Watson, because he organised the whole thing. So that's really, he's done a fucking great job. And also the venue was The Social, so big thanks to them as well for having us. Really nice time. As I said, thanks to the Junglist guys. They were really good too. They were very nice to me. The stuff they read was great. Love their set. Love their set. Oh, we're on to Chronic Law's Falsifier, another one I did last week. While I'm repeating some of the stuff from last week, what I might do is get a few plugs out of the way. So Joe Muggs has a bit of a critique of Neon Screams coming out, I think, in September's issue of The Wire. I don't fully agree with everything he said in it, but nonetheless, probably quite an interesting thing to read if you're interested in the show or in the book and all that. So I would go out and get a copy of that and have a read of that. And huge thanks both to The Wire, the editors at Wire, and for Joe Monk for taking the time. Big art, I think it's like a page review, so very flattering. Well chuffed with that. So huge thanks to them for doing that. Basically, the review is Joe Muggs calling me glorious for the first paragraph. And calling Simon Reynolds a cunt for the rest of the review. Well, I'm joking, by the way. You can read the review yourself. I'm caricaturing it a little bit for my own amusement. We're still on Chronic Law here, aren't we? There we go. So now we're on to Squash Prodigal again. This is another one from last week. I'm sorry about that. I'll move on to other tunes in a second. So Neon Screams just launched. So just to finish up with the plugs, I think there's chat about me doing a listicle, little article thing. I won't say where just yet in case they don't want me to. But so keep your eyes out for any articles, any interviews and all that if you're interested in this Neon Screams stuff. I'll keep you posted on Twitter on this show. And here we go. So Rebel Six, we're on Evilus now. I think the rhythm's called the Evilus rhythm as well. Love it. Great. Rebel makes some amazing noises on this track. Boy, them afraid of us, Evilus. Roll up in a vehicle full of regrets. Sounds like his voice going through a wormhole or something. Yeah, like that. It's not just the harmony engine. He's kind of weird modulated things, isn't it? Another one coming up. Yeah, that. Great. Split him head like Gal splitting the leg. Jam. And coming up now, we've got Tommy Lee Sparta with Bubble Up. This is probably one of my favourite tracks from 2021 so far. I think it probably will be my favourite by the end of the year as well. Let's see how we go. So, a few months back, I guess, Tommy Lee Sparta, he got sentenced, I think, for 3 years on a gun charge. So this might have been his sort of first release since going to prison, can't remember. Good way to reassure the fans. The gun he got charged for, I think it was then they done ballistic tests on it, I guess, and it was the gun was used in two murders in Jamaica. So there's quite, you know, possibly Tommy Lee Sparta might be getting into more legal hassle, more legal trouble going forward. And the two blokes who got killed, I think they were actually, they're British, and they kind of got deported during the Windrush scandal. Which was a bit horrific. I went back to Jamaica and died. I mean, that's the thing with a lot of this stuff in the book, the artists or the music, you know, kind of all seems very intertwined with the zeitgeist. Not in a ham-fisted way, or not in a way that I, as the author, have to kind of crowbar, you know. Just sort of all by virtue of synchronicity or coincidence or whatever. But I think it's good when a music like this can, you know, stuff that's very kind of avant-garde and pushing things forward, and all that, but it's drawing from a social energy, a social impetus, rather than a chin-stroking muse. I mean. There we go. Sicker Rhymes, Solve the Puzzle. Again, I did this last week as well. So I think after these two, so this one and then the next one, on the same rhythm, I think we should probably be in the clear of songs I checked about last week. It is fucking amazing though, isn't it? You can't complain. Gaza Badness, Middle East. Fucking, that is so good. Hey, there we go. Sean Storm's Drug Money. So this is the second one, and then we should be in the clear with this one. So this, like Tommy Lee Sparta's, another cartel protege that was in prison. But actually, I think the last three artists I've played have all been come out from Cartel's Collective, which is called Gaza. Even the earlier tracks in the mix were probably they're all artists that's part of a group called The Six, and The Six are allied to Gaza too. So Cartel has sort of given birth to everything innovative in dancing in the last 10 years or so. There we go. So now we're on Sicker Rhymes with Fimmy Town. Actually, Yes, staying on the Gaza theme here, because the instrumental for this is called the Fully Gaza Rhythm. So there you go. I think this is an example of a kind of a dystopian psychedelia that I think manifests throughout a lot of the Neon Scream stuff. Bad trip music, a bit kind of almost nauseating sounding, I think, with some of those swirling instrumentals here in the background. It was kind of very fumous, intoxicating. It's a bit embarrassing reading all these patois titles. I think we had a reading at the book launch, and I think I wanted to read one section, and the repeater suggested another. And they did point out the section I wanted to read. I got an email from the guy going, "Well, the problem with this section is you'd have to read a lot of patois." And I think he said it won't go down too well with the audience, which was wise on his part. I couldn't, standing there in front of all these people with me suddenly having to do a Jamaican accent for large stretches of quoting lyrics or whatever. So I think I dodged the bullet there. All right, we're on Intense with Nah Regular Boy. Now, he's not a regular boy because he's got a third eye tattooed on his forehead. But this, I think, actually, the kind of the soundscape for this instrumental, I think it's called the Banger Money instrumental, I think. But the soundscape, or the kind of sound world, or the synesthetic space, I think it fits in with the last tune of Fully Gaza, Jimmy Sounds. That kind of creepy, exotic quality. I think the harem, like this sort of archetypal myth space in the Western site. A bit seedy, a bit kind of druggy. The id manifest in the material plane. So I think these tracks all are apologies to Edward Said for that little bit of extrapolation. All right, now we're on where were we on Ja Villainy and Maestro Don with Dirty Money. So I think this is a kind of a more utopian inversion of that same exotica in a way. Maestro Don's hugely underrated. He's the one I'm on. This little verse here, this little stretch of music actually might be my favourite little chunk of music from 2021. So maybe the whole track might not be so strong. But if the whole track all sounded like this word, then this would definitely be some of my favourite tracks of 2021. And then here we go. So we've got Popcorn, Find Them. Rifle a beat like Rough Cut Drum. I wish Popcorn did more aggressive music. It's great when he does it. I think I talked about this last week. You hear the way his voice is really pushing those high frequencies there. You really do kind of get recalibrated as a listener with all this kind of squealing, auto-tune, these neon screams. I don't think you kind of get that. I don't know, there's a real penetrating quality to it. I don't think you really get in anything, any other music. I think. So now we're on with Elegance Top Chopper. I think the thing with the vocal psychedelia is it's more the story of a kind of whole relay of kind of single artist genres more than, so say the thing, like, say you talk about trap dance on paper, nothing particularly remarkable about that. Some people are taking tracks and doing dance and rhythm vocals. But it's really the important thing for vocals. It's the name or the genre definition very much undersells actually how profoundly innovative the music is. But I think Elegance might be the kind of latest artist who's come up with a whole new kind of auto-tune voice, I think. Yeah, this is a good example of it. So this is Elegance with Infamous. So it's kind of weird, bubbly voice. I remember Simon Reynolds once did a blog where he said he didn't like Star Wars because the music in it, I guess it sort of you know, didn't really like attempt to sort of imagine a future, like a future sound, you know. Something about that blog always stuck with me. Then he sort of he managed to reduce the sort of grandiose concept, you know, we sort of talk about future music. I guess if anything becomes a buzzword or whatever, a buzz phrase, it kind of loses a literal meaning. But I think he managed to make that a very simple thing. So sort of to kind of go, well, come on. So imagine a bar somewhere 1,000 years in the future, or sort of a bar on another planet or something. What would the music be playing out of that bar sound like? And so I think that's a sort of nice little test. I think that elegance to the basketball test, that's very good. Alright, so now we're on to a Chronic Law, Feel It. So I think this is a British producer. Could be wrong. Fucking amazing beat. Love it. I mean, I've recently been listening back to a lot of the Chronic Law stuff. I think the thing is, because when I've been, you know, I've been doing this book and I've been doing the radio show, and I've imagined having quite a sceptical audience, because, you know, you've got this kind of, you know, you had Reynolds do his Retromania, you had Mark Fisher talking about flow cancellation in the future, so you had this kind of, so at least in these repeater circles, you have this kind of, probably orthodoxy that future music finished for. Everything's been shit after 2005 or whatever. So I've always envisioned that I'm kind of trying to push back against that to a sceptical audience. So I think that kind of led me to sort of lean into the most flamboyant stuff, in a way. Because then the most flamboyant stuff's going to be the most kind of undeniably unprecedented. But I think sort of a shame in a way, because someone like Chronic Law gets a bit lost in that. Because his vocal psychedelia suffer than the elegance of the Tommy Lee Spartan. This one is a Squash with Bad. I think this is a... what's that? Jungle Tune. Doc Scott or... is Nasty Habits Doc Scott? Anyway, sort of Shadow Boxing. The Jungle Tune. I can't remember who it was. I don't know if that's sacrilegious to say. You know, those kind of is that those menacing horn stabs. I think this reminds me of that. Level. So this one's Tommy Lee Sparta with Hurricane Breeze. I didn't actually really think about this track much before. I did like a Tommy Lee versus a Rebel 6 mix, maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago or something. I think it's only after hearing that I thought, oh, this was one of the highlights. It really did sort of come up with one of the great sounds of the 21st century with that voice. The story behind it is apparently his mum would always... she would tell him when he was a kid that not to talk with his mouth open or something like that. So it was sort of this cartoonishly and impractically draconian parenting there. But because of it, he's got this sort of perfect voice for auto-tune. Yeah, he's sort of he's on the Mount Rushmore of vocal psychedelia because of it. So there you go. Alright, we're moving on to Sicca Rhymes with Target. I think this is another one from last week. But this is, those sort of penetrating auto-tune frequencies I was talking about. I love it, love it, love it. I think this is a good example of that. There's a sort of a Philip K. Dick thing. He talks about having this beam of light shot into his forehead, and I think there's this kind of Gnostic bits of wisdom imparted to him by this beam. But anyway, that idea of that, I think that very much describes how listening to this stuff sounds. It does feel like something blasting right into your third eye. And so we're on to Sean Storm's Let's Go. I only briefly do a bit of this one. Oh, he's good though. This is the, because he has a few of these weird little whatever the fuck this is, sprite like bits in this track, and they are some of the greatest bits of a vocal psychedelia. Love them. And so now we're on to Big Voice with Born Six. So he's part of the group for Six. This harmony engine stuff. Nice stutter effects on a lot of it too. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, and then you're getting all the delays on that as well. You're just chucking all this stuff at the auto-tune voice, you know, just trying to push it further, make it more futuristic. I think I've probably said it before, but I think trap dancehall, it sort of does to the voice what jungle would have done to the breakbeat group. Alright, we're on to Shano's Deep Freeze. I think this is probably yet another tune that was from last week, but I think it's wicked though. But the thing is, I think this is you know, this is probably played a bit higher pitched and faster than it was on the show last week. And I think, because I think I remember listening to it on the show last week going, oh, that's not quite as good as I remember it. But I think, no, it's one of those tracks that really kind of need to be processed by the DJ. Because with dancehall, when they play it out live, even a lot of like YouTube mixes or whatever, you know, the DJs do tend to, you know, increase it by 10-15 BPM. And in doing so, you know, you get pitched up as well. And I think so. There's like loads of tracks. I think they work infinitely better when they're pitched up like that than you know, it's just the proper studio version. So I think this one sounds much better. I think we're hearing Lisa Hyper come in now. There we go. With the a track called Altercation. Oh, he's good. So lioness music, and ferocious. Great fucking. Yeah, really fucking. Great voice. Could melt metal with that voice. Coming up, you got Tommy Lee Sparta's Some Life. This is another one I don't think I really paid much attention to. Until I included it in a mix. Again, it might be one that sounds better pitched up a bit. And a bit faster. There he goes, talking about like a night vision. And sort of, I think the auto-tune is doing to his voice, sort of making his voice sound a bit night vision. All kind of glaring and overexposed. Taking the real world and giving it a whole electronic sheen. Mm-hmm. Alright, I think we're at TJ's Louis V sneakers coming in now. So TJ, he's from Montego Bay, I think. Tommy Lee Sparta, he's from Montego Bay. And then you've also got the Six. So I think all like, Squash and Chronic Law. I think all them lot are Montego Bay as well. So it's sort of, maybe it's sort of now the new sort of surpassed Kingston as the kind of hub of Jamaican music in a way. Producing some of the most important artists Jamaican music in the last few years. Oh, wow. This one. This is God music. This is absolutely 100% divine inspiration. This one can convert Richard Dawkins. This is fucking amazing. Colossal. A huge scope to it. A futurist panorama. Love it. Really love it. This is earlier. So all the tracks I've been playing so far. They've been kind of between 2019 and 2021, the past couple of years. But this one's actually 2017. But you do have a sort of few tracks around this period that I think just by virtue of, as I keep banging on about the old vocal cycle, they kind of do fit in with what's going on now. And so I think this must be probably the earliest track in the mix. So this is Tommy Lee Sparta's Darkness Rise. So this one's 2016. Maybe it's like December 2016. But it is 2016. But I think this is the track where Tommy Lee Sparta kind of finds his voice.
Tried, and I tried.
I keep feeling denied.
Denied. streets have run out of your limo. Songs switching channels on you.
Het Belgisch jazzfeestje van gisteren hier op Scorpio is verteerd. Back to normal, vrijdagavond, tijd voor een uurtje Signaruis. We zetten in met een donker jaren 80 sfeertje, hoewel donker. Het Darkwave trio VR Sex klinkt lekker catchy op zijn nieuwe EP Cybercrimes. Hier is Minor Case van VR Sex. Goedenavond.
You had to say. side of it, to shatter is high, the side of it, and I am stunned by the side of it, I stand still. Close to my world's end, she was in broad hell under my skin, she was sleeping so soundly, sleeping so soundly. Close to my world's end, she was in broad hell under my skin, she was sleeping so soundly, sleeping so soundly.
Het is nog een goede maand wachten op de nieuwe plaat van Whispering Suns, maar ondertussen worden we verwend met lekkere singles uit die Several Others. Dit was de nieuwste heat van Whispering Suns. Als alles goed gaat, zijn er dit najaar release shows in de AB, de Vooruit en de C-Mine in Genk. En dan gaan we de meer lo-fi tour op met Germ House, een eenmanszaak uit Rhode Island. De muziek wordt omschreven als een mix van Shrimper lo-fi trash en Nuggets Garage swagger. We zouden geen betere omschrijving kunnen geven. Zijn single werd opgenomen tijdens de pandemie en als we de titel mogen geloven met fouten, al merken we daar niet veel van. Dit is Germ House met Record the Mistakes.